Charlie Huff joins us this week on the Coach's Corner here on the 66ers show on AM 1050 KCAA. Charlie, nice little break for the team, and now right back into the swing of things here in the second half. Pitching staff's changed a little bit. Talk about Aaron Miller and his call-up and how you think he's going to fare up against tougher competition.
I think he's going to throw a ball just about the same as he did here. I think he's going to do a good job. He pitched well his first time out. I think he's going to do pretty much the same thing.
He's a guy who, when you looked at the scouting reports, it said that they expected his fastball to be mid-90s and that he was still someone who was learning how to pitch. Had never been a full-time pitcher before in college and really was only pitching for a year. And yet, even though his velocity never climbed up to 96, 97, and even though he's still a very young pitcher, he's done very well for himself. Is there any explaining it, or is he just that good at location that it doesn't seem to matter?
Well, his fastball is sneaky. It plays to the hitter much faster than the number. He can throw at 91, 92, and the hitter reacts like it's 97, which is a key. I mean, that's a very big piece of pitching. His changeup has come along. His slider was improving while he was here. But I've never seen him throw much more, any ball over 92.
A guy who you think is going to need to continue to develop those extra pitches as he goes up in the line, because he's going to face even tougher competition, and the few guys that were able to get hits off him here are going to follow him eventually up to higher levels.
That's the game. That's exactly it. The guys that got some hits off him will be there in Double A pretty soon, so he's got to figure out a way to maintain the same kind of numbers against the better hitters. And then there's another jump and another jump, so he's got some learning to do, but I think he's going to do it. He's a pretty grown-up kid.
Charlie Huff, our guest today here on the Coach's Corner. One of the guys who has joined the rotation in his stead is Will Savage. Savage, a guy who's bounced around a little bit on his career and features the changeup. Very curious to know, how is it that a pitch that is more or less a straight pitch, that is slower than a fastball, can be so devastating to a hitter?
Well, at this level, the hitters are committed to hitting fastballs. That's why sometimes kids with good arms can get a little beat up, because they can't locate it quite good enough. They can't change the speed on it good enough. And you get a veteran like Will, learns the hitters a little bit, has really good arm speed on his changeup, and these younger hitters are just baffled by it so far. I mean, he threw 84 pitches the other day in 7 innings, and 43 were changeups. So he pretty much dominated the game with that off-speed pitch.
The rest of the starters still the same as the first half. What is the one thing you're looking for them to do in the second half of the season to continue their development and improve?
Well, there's a couple of major things. We have to cut down on the walks. We have walked entirely too many guys. Our strikeouts are pretty good. And to tell you the truth, we should probably give up more home runs, because those are shorter rallies. We've had too many 3, 4, 5, 6 run innings against us, and almost every one of those innings has been kind of started by a walk or two, maybe a bloop hit, and then we get a little excited and we overthrow, and next thing you know, instead of a run, it's, like I say, that 4, 5, 6, and we lose the ball game. So we have to improve that. Some mechanical things to work out with guys individually. I think they're all going to make progress. Like I say, we've got some really good arms. We've sent a few guys up already, and I think before it's all over, we'll be sending some more.
You said at the beginning of the year that this might be the most talented group of pitchers you've ever seen here at this level. Halfway through the season, the team's record maybe not reflecting that talent. Do you still feel the same way, that this is maybe the best crop you've ever had?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, we've had three guys go up, and they're going to do very well. And we've got some more here that have struggled. There's no doubt the numbers are not what I kind of hoped they would be. But that's not the key to their careers, is the numbers here. Is it what they do when they leave here, when they're done with this season? Are they going to be better pitchers? And I certainly believe they are.
And, of course, it's certainly not how you start a season. It's how you end it. These guys going down the stretch can prove themselves at this level and prove that they deserve the jump. With that looming out there and the level of talent, what do you think the team's chances are of overcoming a rather large deficit in the wild card standings and making a run at the playoffs?
Well, I think we can do it. I mean, obviously that's our goal, is to get into playoffs and win. But our biggest goal is to develop players. I mean, without a doubt, our biggest goal is to develop players. And in that process, we sure would love to get in these playoffs.
Charlie, before we let you go, how was your All-Star break? What'd you do?
It was great. Went to my house in Palm Springs and hit a few golf balls.
How'd you shoot?
I hit a few golf balls.
Charlie, thanks so much for the time.
Anytime.
66ers Show continues after this on AM 1050 KCAA.